This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
Deep Space High, space for all.
Show me your wormhole and travel to Deep Space High. The school is space. But hurry, because lessons are about to begin.
Morning class! Now, we've been thinking about all the exciting jobs that you could do in the future, and we've been finding out that space jobs aren't just for boffins building rockets. Space is for everyone. Whatever your interest, there's a job for you in space. So, stats, let's hear from you. What's your favourite topic?
If it's stats, it's bound to be science.
Well, duh, of course. I'm not top of the class in chemistry, biology and physics for nothing.
Oh, right. And don't forget top of the class for boasting.
So, stats, what is it about science that you like?
Well, I suppose it's because we get to do experiments, find out why things happen, how to change things. It's just something I like doing, even when I'm not in school. Knowing about physics helped me to modify my space scooter to be able to travel in 9 dimensions.
I didn't know there were 9 dimensions.
Cooking is basically experimenting too. I love coming up with new ideas, like fizzy ice cream. And when I'm in my galactic greenhouse, I love trying to work out what will make my Neptunian nasturtiums grow the best.
But space travel isn't the time for inventing, is it? I mean, by the time you're ready to launch, you need to know what's going to happen. Not be doing an experiment into whether you'll make it into orbit or not.
On the contrary, experimentation is a huge part of space exploration. Not about whether your rocket works or not, although you need to know the answer to that, but space is a great environment to do experiments into other things.
They're always carrying out experiments on the International Space Station, and there's no gravity there. Things behave in weird ways.
That's right. Let's have a peek. Computer sim, ISS if you please. Ah, let's observe this experiment. The astronaut is wearing high-tech shoes which measure what's happening to her body as she exercises. Anyone care to guess why?
Without gravity, the body doesn't have to work as hard to move. That can make muscles weak. I guess they're studying movement to help astronauts stay healthy.
That's right. Okay, computer, next sim, please. Looks like these scientists are studying some vegetable seedlings. They want to see how the seeds grow up here and whether without gravity and natural daylight, they might turn out different to on Earth. Why might we need to know that?
I guess when we live in space, we need something to eat. And it's better to eat something that's easy to grow and doesn't mind being in space.
That's right. As you can see, many experiments are to help us go further and stay in space for longer. But experiments undertaken in space can also help people back on Earth too. Scientists here on the space station once found that because of the way certain chemicals thrive in space, it was possible to make a new drug to treat muscular dystrophy. And on another occasion, from experiments with mice up here, they found a drug that can treat certain bone conditions. Right, let's get back. Computer, end sim. Science comes in all sorts of shapes and sizes, just like you lot. And, as we've seen, rocket scientists and astrophysicists don't have all the fun when it comes to space jobs. Biologists, chemists, ecologists, botanists, even psychologists can help make tremendous discoveries by carrying out experiments in the unique environment up here. Does it sound like something you might like to do, Sam?
Not really, sir. I like things to be more predictable, I guess.
As predictable as me coming top in class?
All right, brains. That's enough. This lesson might be over, but don't worry, Sam, we're not done yet. Next time, I'll be asking for more of your favourite topics, so have a think. And have a think about leaving the room quietly for once.
Deep Space High, space for all. With support from the UK Space Agency. Find out more at funkidslive.com/space.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.